week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is The Grimwood. And I have the masterminds behind the game itself. I have Angela and Morgan with me today. How's it going, guys?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thanks for being on the show. I know that having a Kickstarter can be pretty crazy, so I appreciate your time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourselves and about what you guys do?
Okay, I guess I'll go first. I'm Angela, and I'm an artist and teacher, Go Shrunken Heads, and enthusiastic gamer.
And I'm Morgan, and I'm a graphic designer, project manager, I'm a board game lover, and I'm also a fitness trainer.
Wow, you guys are kind of just like jacks of all trades.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do a lot of different things.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I came across Grimwood while I was doing my daily, it seems like, search through Kickstarter just to see what's new and exciting, and I saw yours, and I'm like, I really like the look of it. It seems like a fun game. So why don't you tell us a little bit about The Grimwood and what it's all about?
Okay. Thanks. Let's see. We came up with the idea The Grimwood is basically the setup is a forest where supernatural creatures reside, and players go into the forest that is like search the deck, and they try to collect the most points, whether it be animals, supernaturals, or places. And the cool thing about it is the supernaturals, when you collect them, you have powers that you can play against other players who are also trying to do the same thing. And in that way, it can be really chaotic because, you know, you could be winning 1 minute, losing the next, and just enacting all sorts of mayhem with all the supernatural powers.
Yeah, so you do some sabotage in the game, and it's pretty fun because you can mess up with your friend. I like to mess up with Angela.
Of course. I mean, that's the whole part of a competition with your friends, right? Yeah. Making sure they don't succeed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we really like games that where there's a lot of interaction between other players, so we wanted to, like, make one.
Yeah, so you guys have been working on this game for a while then?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Actually, tell us the story about how it came to be.
Well, actually, we were working on another game first because we're big fans of The Walking Dead and zombies and all that stuff. So we were actually working on a zombie game called The Horde. But then because it had dice and cards and a lot of other components, we kind of put that on hold because for our first game, we wanted something that was, just cards. It'd be
a little simpler.
Yeah, like a straightforward thing to produce, too. So we also love dark fantasy kind of stuff. And we were thinking, okay, what about, like, this theme and, like, what kind of games we could do that would be fun, lots of interaction, lots of sabotage, and, like, you know, combine, like, powers. And we like magic. We like, Munchkin and Hanafuda and Kanasta and all those sorts of games. So we try to put in, like, all the stuff that we've been influenced by into this game.
Yeah, I mean, and it looks great. So so how long has it been since you guys first started?
Wow, like 2 years or so. Yeah. So
that seems about the normal time frame for, you know, deciding what to do and then developing it and then taking it and having people play tested and everything. So
yeah,
that's a normal time frame with the other board gamers that I've interviewed and talked with. So. No, that's great. And so have you guys been able to take this to, like, conventions, or have you been taking it to game shops? What's been the process of exposing the game?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we just finished a convention, the Alternative Press Expo in San Jose.
Cool.
And actually, we got funded at that expo, so it was really fun, really cool. It was totally chaotic, but it was...
Yeah, we had, like, so many people at one time when we did the play test of the card game. We did some kind of...
We demoed the game, and, some students that were volunteering there, they totally demoed the game for us, and, like, that... It was totally cool and fun to play with them. And then one of them actually even drew some art for us based on the game. He was so
cool.
He was so into it. So that was very flattering and very motivating.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, and as you said, you guys were funded, and as we're recording today, you guys still have a good month left of the Kickstarter, and you guys are now fully funded, so congratulations.
Thank you, yeah, that was...
Well, I mean, it's got to feel good, you know, your first game getting out there, and then you have this good group of people that obviously love what you have to offer, and now it's going to be made, so that's exciting.
Yes, and we kind of went into Kickstarter without too much expectation, and it was our first time. We were totally unprepared about the Kickstarter campaign. The game is already finished, but we know so little about Kickstarter, and we just jumped into it.
Yeah. We're kind of like figuring things out as we go along for the Kickstarter.
No, that's good. And that's great that you mentioned that, because a lot of the listeners and people that are listening to the show are aspiring designers or developers and want to get their Kickstarters going. So what would you give advice for? Like, what have you learned that you're like, oh, maybe I'll do that next time, or maybe I shouldn't do that type of thing?
I think it's a lot of patience, and don't give up. That's the first thing I learned from it, because even with the first game, it took a little while. It's not perfect, so that's why we didn't want it to go with that game. But I think that's really important to not give up. And the second thing is really build a community. We didn't really work on that too much, but we're trying.
Yeah, because now, since then, we've met a lot of people who've given us a lot of good advice, and, you know, they've suggested, oh, you should post on forums, you should, you know, look up.
Yeah, do lots of networking.
Yeah, networking. We really didn't think about it. We're like, oh, we made this game, let's put it on Kickstarter.
Yeah, and that seems to be a common advice from newbies and people that are well established in their gaming companies, is that it's all about networking, because you have your fans, but then you have your reviewers that you send games to so they could put it on their websites. You have other gaming companies that you associate with, and they can get the word out. And the board game and tabletop industry is very word of mouth centric. So a lot of people don't know about games unless their friends know about games, or unless people they follow on the internet tell them about games and so forth. So it's very important to network, and that's definitely something that I've come across with interviewing all the different people on the show. So I would agree with you that that is something definitely that needs to be a focus.
Yeah, as we are learning. Yeah, but thank you for finding us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, and sometimes I mention this to people, is, you know, often, you know, everyone says that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but that's a lie, because everybody judges a book by its cover. And that's one thing that drew me, was the, you know, your cover art, your illustration, and then just the title, The Grimwoods, was catching as well. Something that I really like about and you show it in the video, you kind of highlight it, but is the negative space within the cover photo. So you have if you just glance at it, you're like, oh, it's just a bunch of trees. But then you look at it closer, like, oh, wait, there's actually creatures in that negative space. And I really like that. So with both of you being artists, did you collaborate on doing the art for the game, or what did one person kind of head it?
Oh yeah. Well, we came up with the concepts together, and then I came up with the designs and drawings, and then we sort of like colored it together. So yeah.
So the thing is, like, Angela is really the artist, the illustrator of the game. I just was the one that said, no, it's not good enough yet.
you were the motivation to push her further,
exactly.
Huh? Well, we all need those. That's definitely a good thing to have, especially when you're doing projects and you're a project manager. So you're obviously, that's what you're good at.
Yeah. So I did the drawings. She did everything else.
No, that's great. And as we said, you guys are funded. And so we know the game is going to be made, and you guys have some great things to offer on the Kickstarter. I mean, you even have some merchandise with t-shirts with the logo and everything, and that's great. So with the game being made, And you guys said you guys are pretty far along in the process. When do you hope to have the game to the backers? And do you plan on trying to branch into putting it into retail?
Oh, yeah. So, well, on the Kickstarter, we put January as expected, but we really want to ship by Christmas so people will get it, you know, in time for the holidays. So that's what we're still aiming for. And for retail, yeah, we'd be interested in trying to go to, like, game stores or anything like that to carry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doing the whole retail thing, once again, that's when kind of like the networking comes in.
Because yeah, totally.
You have your these developers and gaming companies would be like, oh, well, you know, look at my game. It's really cool. You want to put it in your stores or, you know, kind of do a partnership type of thing. And so that's definitely something to look into for the future for you guys, especially since it sounds like you have some other games in the pipeline.
Yeah, we've got some other game ideas we want to develop. Yeah, it's been very encouraging because of the interest that we feel like, yeah, we could totally run with this and make the games that are in our head right now.
Yeah,
definitely. So I have a question. It's nice and kind of refreshing to see, you know, two females getting together and put a game together, because it tends to be a guy-centric company or field or industry, you would say. And so have there been trials or have, you know, stepping, you know, bumps in the road that has contributed to that? Or to tell us, what's it like being in the industry but as a female?
I don't know. I mean, so far everyone's been really nice. Yeah, we haven't experienced anything. Thankfully that was like, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, not cool or anything. Yeah, everyone's been pretty cool. Like at the conventions, at, you know, when we play test the games and all this stuff, they've been pretty encouraging. So.
And I think we have a personality that is maybe a little less girly. We're very adventure. Angela and I, we like to go to the woods for a week alone, backpacking. We're very, very secluded places, so we can go make a fire and just, like, survive. We just like that, like Walking Dead mode without the zombie, fortunately.
No, that's great. And I just wanted to, you know, say that it's nice and refreshing, as I said, to see get that diversity in there for sure. And I'm glad, and I'm super glad that you guys haven't had any, you know, negative, feedback at all, because obviously you don't have negative feedback if you have a fully funded Kickstarter and there's more people that are going to find it within the month, I'm sure. So do you guys have any stretch goals or anything planned for that?
Yeah. We've been, since we got funded this weekend, we've been like thinking and brainstorming over stretch goals. So, To make sure like we can still ship the game on time. I mean, we're doing stretch goals focused on like releasing more art from the game.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, I've had input like people expressed interest in like, you know, desktop wallpapers or avatars, a making of the Grimwood kind of PDF where I put up like we design a book where it's about how we came up with the game, the early art for the game, the development process. Yeah. And we might even do like a, because the characters, as you know, we were creating these characters for this game, it seemed like they had like a story behind them. So we kind of wanted to make maybe like short comics or illustrated books about some of the characters. Like maybe one of the stretch goals could be like, you know, the Goblin's Guide to Mischief or something like that.
There you go. No, I like that.
Angela said a lot of maybe, but we're pretty much set on that. So. she's just very careful because she knows she has to do all the art.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's exciting. Well, it's exciting that you've got to the point to where you can discuss having stretch goals for your first project. So that's really awesome.
Yeah.
So, Angela Morgan, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate your time. Why don't you tell people where they can find out more about you guys or more about the Grimwood?
Okay. Thank you, Barry. You can find out more about the Grimwood on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com playthegrimwood. We both have Instagrams and Facebook pages. My alias is Part-Time Chaos, and Morgan's is
18 Storm.
Yeah, so you can just search for that, and we'll be there with more stuff.
Yeah, and
awesome.
The Kickstarter is just...
it's still going Grimwood. On. Yeah, yeah. It's just you can just search for the Grimwood, and then it'll pop up.
Yeah, I just would like to add that we're very, very thankful to our supporter, because we were not expecting to be funded in a week, so it was very encouraging. And
Yeah,
it definitely is. It gives you a natural high, for sure.
It is. It's very addicting.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Thanks again for coming on the show. I appreciate it. I know that it's going to be crazy from here on out, just trying to figure everything out, and good luck with that. And good luck with any other future projects that I hope to see in the future.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, and thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan, the board game man. He created our intro and outro, and you can find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.